Mr. Haig Howard, aged 83, retired shepherd, resident in home near Home Firth, talking to his daughter and a friend aged about 60. Recorded by B.R. Dice in September 1951.
I think we'd have some better weather in a bit, Lanard.
Oh, I think so.
Have
you noticed there's very odd some sort of weather at this time of year?
It's a bit snowing again directly.
Or something like that.
Shocking last year, you know. Started in November and finished in June about.
Oh, aye. Very good. Did I tell you about leaping a Joe Mellor top of the street yonder at Christmas Eve? Last Christmas Eve. What? He was stood there about that, we call it on the top of Victoria Street yonder.
Pat
Mellor.
Oh,
and
him and me used to be a bit mad,
yeah. Ah, well.
And Don Mill, I know.
He knew how we call it on.
Don went to America.
I says, well, you'll be starved by that, our coat. He says, what are you talking about? He says, I was here, skin waist, coat on here, he says, well, I'm just as warm as toys. He says, I want to get one. I says, well, don't the way a wheel, he says, ah. He says, they last a lifetime. He says, oh, this is my third.
And how old did he be there?
Oh, he'd be about 83. By gum, what we mean down the camp, by gum, there's some old men down the camp.
Is there?
The one chap went to one house and chap said, don't do a step crying. I says, what's up with him, lad? He says, my father's been hiding me. I says, your father, why? How old are you? He says, I'm 75. Well, I says, where is the father? Is it fierce? So I went in and I says, what have you been hiding, young lad of yours, father? He says, well, my father's been getting apples. He tortured this afternoon. He says, and he were up tree and he took ladder away, so I gave him a good hiding then.
Well,
Pope grandfather'll be a decent age, won't he?
Well, there's one
in
paper, 84, and his father's 104, and they're drinking their health together.
Ah, well, it looks like they'll live forever if they don't
show
it
in. It was his birthday yesterday. 84-year-old.
We've been to Farnborough while we've been at camp, and we went in the churchyard, and how Gypsy Lee's buried there, and his wife, two or three children, and when they buried him, they put all his jewellery grave with him. Sexton said he'd never seen more jewellery all his life, and they buried it with him.
And on this, are there stone?
There'll
be somebody after it.
He was surprised it wouldn't be a bean after it.
What
did
they call them then?
When they stirring
skeletons?
And body snatchers. That reminds me about two skeletons. They were in a case, you know, in a museum in London yonder. We'd been down to the British Museum. They were tied up being in this case. One on said to the other, he said, I'll tell you what it is, I'm still being stuck in here. He said, I'm down, get the act when everybody's going. He said, what they're talking about? He said, that's no good.